WTW News Time is 8:04. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police ask you to avoid the intersection of Holloman and Welburn. An accident last night knocked out the power, and it will probably be noon before the traffic light can be fixed. Two murder trials are taking place in the Brazos County District Court. Yesterday marked the fourth week overall and the start of the third week of the punishment phase for the capital murder trial of Stanley Robertson. The jury resumes deliberating this morning whether Robertson will serve life in prison without parole or if he'll receive the death penalty. Closing arguments, which lasted 3 hours, included the defense focusing on the law and explanations of definitions, arguing that Robertson not only would do well in the structure of prison, but that his actions were the result of an impoverished childhood and mental damage, which they called a broken brain due to exposure to pesticides in the field where his mother worked. They stated, "We believe that you'll agree that life without parole is enough punishment in this case." On the other hand, the state argued that many people have been poor or sprayed with pesticide and not got on to commit capital murders. After showing the bloody and cut shirt of Annie Tolliver and the crunched car of the policeman that Robertson hit head-on, the attorney said, "At some point in time, you really need to stop blaming your childhood." Robertson was convicted of the 2013 murder of his ex-girlfriend's mother earlier this month. Injury selection began yesterday in the trial of 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez. He and two others were arrested for the October 2011 shooting death of Billy Menard Jr. Last November, 23-year-old Clayton Thompson of Bryan entered a plea agreement where he was sentenced to 45 years for his part in the case, which involved a dispute about selling marijuana. A third defendant, 20-year-old Travis Carroll of Bryan, is scheduled for trial this July. This afternoon and evening, the Bryan City Council will bring back a long-debated proposal to create a historical district west of the downtown area.
There will be a staff presentation during the afternoon workshop beginning at 4. Then the council considers first-round approval during the evening. There's 14 pages of petition signatures against the district, more than enough opposition that a supermajority of 6 council members must approve the request. The historical district would require building owners in the affected area to receive advance approval for changes, like a new color when painting the home's exterior, or a new design of roof, door, or window, or contemplating porch enclosures, fences, and building additions. The general boundaries of the proposed district are William J. O'Brien, Parker, 30th, and Reed, the location of homes built between the 1890s and 1930s. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And while Bryan College Station is an urban area, there is plenty of undeveloped land. That's the focus of a fire assessment study underway with the local fire departments and the A&M Forest Service.
They'll be coming back to us with plans for prevention and education and notification to the public to help prevent any kind of wildland fires in those areas. And then also we'll be working with them looking at mitigation strategies and training strategies and possibly equipment that might be needed to fight the kinds of fires that we would have in those areas.
William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says it is the first local study of identifying green belts and related areas that could assist future firefighting efforts. You may have noticed a break in the continuing rise of prices we pay at the pump. Congressman Bill Flores, also an energy executive, says we are not at the end yet.
Anytime gasoline prices go over $3.80 and approach $4, which is where I think we'll be in a month, you're going to see driving habits change. But, you know, the good news is, I mean, from a political perspective, is it always seems to light the discussions about how to better solve our energy issues in Washington. So my hope is we get some good out of it at the end of the day, even though it's tough on us right now.
Flores says the 45-cent increase in the last month is due to market and government forces, along with some refineries down for repair and others switching from producing winter to summer blends of gasoline. And State Representative John Rennie of Bryan is among 25 co-authors of a bill that would cut school funding to districts that offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners. Pflugerville is the only district in the state that offers such a benefit. Pflugerville State Representative Mark Strama opposes the idea.
For the state of Texas to say that they don't have local control over that human resources decision, to me, would be one of the most egregious violations of local school district control I've ever seen.
Drew Springer of Munster, who submitted the bill, says state funding of school finance is for educating kids, not for enacting policies that attempt to get the state to recognize homosexual relationships. And News Talk 1620 WTAW for the fourth consecutive year is one of 50 finalists for an annual industry award. Bryan Broadcasting's Claire Day says winners of the annual National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Radio Awards will be announced in early April.
The Crystal Award is given to individual stations for their year-round commitment to community service. The listeners actually are the complete driving force behind the events that we sponsor or help put on or co-sponsor.
The finalists were chosen by a panel of judges representing broadcasting, community service organizations, and public relations firms. Last year's Crystal winners included sister station Candy 95. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
February is National Dental Health Month, and Aaron's Family Dentistry wants to keep your teeth healthy with a free Sonicare toothbrush. Visit Aaron's Family Dentistry on Facebook, click like, and you're automatically entered to win a free Sonicare toothbrush. Winners will be posted on the Aaron's Family Dentistry website at the end of February. Since 1984, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been committed to the dental health of the Brazos Valley. Schedule your checkup and professional teeth cleaning today.
Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentsDDS.com. That's ArentsDDS.com.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, it's 8:12. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure builds in across the region over the next several days. It'll result in sunshine and cooler temperatures as we head into the weekend. Temperatures will be cooling off gradually right through the middle part of the work week. Abundant sun for today with highs near 65. It'll be clear and 40 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, lows 35 to 40. We'll have sunshine on Thursday and high of 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Now, we've been telling you all morning, don't go to Holloman and Welburn if you could keep from it. That's not, you know, good. So let's see if we can go have an accident in Block, Texas at Southwest Parkway. How's that sound for you? Yeah, I just got a caller.
Don't spread rumors.
No, I'm not. No, got an accident. And so if you can avoid that intersection, then that would be good. So basically, if you live in that area right there, you can't get out. I just, you know, look, if you live on Southwest Parkway, you know, there are a lot of apartments and things like that. You know, getting out there to Southwest Parkway and Welburn, that would take you one block until you get to Holloman. So that's not good. And then, of course, if it's blocked at Texas Avenue. So I just go ahead and call the office right now and tell them you're not going to be able to get in because you've got to go to Fairview probably.
It's blocked at Texas and Southwest.
Texas and Southwest Parkway.
Okay.
That's over on the east side. And then on the west side, you got Welburn and Holloman. So that's kind of gummed up right there. So, yeah, you're pretty much locked in unless you go up.
Yeah.
Go south to Navasota, hook it around right there, and, yeah, come in on University. Yeah, to do that. Now, there are some other ways. You kind of got to go through the residential areas in College Station, but you can get over to, I guess, George Bush and get away from all that. But anyway, thank you, caller, for letting us know about that. Let's see what else we're going on. Let's do some Jethro trivia.
Right now.
There's nobody here from the chamber yet, so somebody is racing up the elevator right now going, go faster, go faster, go faster. But in the meantime, well, we could do this. We could talk about what's going on at the Humane Society first, and that way we could postpone Jethro trivia till later. So Leah's here to tell us about that.
Well, I'm wondering how I'm going to get back to the shelter when, I mean, I usually go up 2818. Well, anyhow, we have, you know, we've been talking about puppy and kitten season and so forth. The inevitable is upon us. And we've had puppies coming in. If you're looking, starting to look for a puppy, start coming in. We are going to have what you're looking for here shortly. Right now, we have one litter that we're pinning them is somewhere like a cur bloodhound mix. All I know is they're adorable.
Okay.
And the other one, well,
not so much.
There's maybe some heeler in them. They kind of have some little speckly feet, but they kind of have a shepherdish kind of, yeah, it's hard to say.
Okay.
So it might end up being a 40-pound dog, or it might be a 70-pound dog. If you're okay with either one of those, we have an opportunity for you there as well. So we've had puppies coming in. We are in desperate need of foster homes. So if you're interested in foster care, it's basically opening up your home to house a pet that temporarily needs sheltering outside of the shelter. It is not ideal for puppies or kittens to be raised or born in the shelter situation. So if you can open up your home and provide some housing for that animal for a certain amount of time, that would be wonderful. You come to an orientation. There is one conveniently this evening. Actually, it's every Tuesday and Wednesday at 5:30. That's our general volunteering orientation. And you just let Carrie know that you're here for the foster care program, and she'll get you all the appropriate paperwork. Now, every foster home isn't required to put any money towards their foster animal. Some people choose to, you know, when I have a foster dog, it's just easier to feed my own dog food. But we provide you with dog food, crates, bowls, towels, whatever you need. If there's something comes up medically, you just bring it back to the shelter. We have a working relationship with all the veterinarians in the community, along with obviously Texas A&M. And we have vet students in our building to do the regular checkups for something particular. We will get it on a regular booster and vaccination schedule as well. So great opportunities. For more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. Go to the volunteering tab, and under that is foster care 411. So we, like I said, we desperately need foster homes. We're already putting out mama cats that are pregnant at the moment.
Oh my.
So it's kind of, you know, it can be a learning experience for your family as well. Now, I'm not going to lie, sometimes it's a heartbreaking experience as well, but at the same time, it is extremely rewarding to see those foster dogs or kittens go out. I have fostered foster animals that have gone out and gotten adopted, and those foster homes still send me pictures from animals I had in 2006 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So consider that, because we are in desperate need of them. I know we're a little early. Adopt-a-thon is coming on May 4th. However, we do have we have the Bark Leaders in the fall for the dogs. We have the Kitty Council for the cats this spring. So if you're interested in having your cat run for a position on the council, you can go to our website again, aggielandhumane.org, and go to the Kitty Council information. You'll set up a first giving page. And if your cat raises the most money, it can... I could go a different direction politically with that, but
that's
stop.
Right. It raises the most money, okay? Yeah.
Raises enough money. They can become the president, vice president, or speaker of the mouse. And it's a great opportunity to have your animal support the shelter. All the proceeds go 100% back to the shelter, along with having your animal photo and at events and so forth. We realize not all cats are going to be exactly suited for some of the events and so forth, but we'll definitely use them in advertising and so on and so forth. So it kind of gets the face of your cat out there and a little mini celebrity for
Make
the
your
year.
Cat a celebrity. There you go. If they want some more information,
AggielandHumane.org, or come by and visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. And that's where orientation is tonight, 5359 Leonard Road at the Volunteer Center.
All right, 818. Visit the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little pop culture current events quiz.
Yay.
Today, it's class mobility. Class mobility. Kevin, you'll answer first, then Kat, and then Leah. So, a Philadelphia-area grade school teacher attempting to calm her students by implementing an odd new classroom policy. Is it A, run 10 miles a day, B, meditate on Buddhist principles, C, sit on giant bouncy balls, or D, listen to old Air Supply records? Once again,
awesome.
A Philadelphia-area grade school teacher attempting to calm her students by doing what? Is it A, run for 10 miles each day, B, meditate on Buddhist principles, C, sit on giant bouncy balls, or D, listen to old Air Supply records? Kevin?
I'm going to go with the bouncy balls.
The bouncy balls. Okay. Kat?
My first choice was B, but then I chose C because that just sounds like way more fun.
Bouncy balls, yeah, really rather than does. Buddhist principles, I understand. Leah?
I'm going to go with B for some random reason.
Okay, well, you know, I understand.
Oh, man, she's always right. I should have gone with B.
Nope, today she's wrong. That's right. Fifth grade teacher Robbie Gialliano says that her students are much more focused now that she's replaced the classroom chairs with brightly colored fitness balls. Says the fitness balls allow children to naturally fidget without disrupting the class. So there. And you lose, which doesn't happen very often.
No.
Aren't you glad there are no prizes involved? All right, there you go. So this segment, including Jethro Trivia, brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs with honesty and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have. And with whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team takes it on the road again tomorrow night. They will be in Oxford, Mississippi to take on Ole Miss. The game will tip at 8, the broadcast on this station starting at 7:30. That game tomorrow night means that Texas A&M will have played 4 of its last 6 games on the road. I talked to head coach Billy Kennedy about his approach toward road games.
No, I think we played well on the road. We've been solid in most situations. We've had a hard time finishing games at the end, and you know, I think we've shown some maturity in the last few games on the road. The Vandy game, we didn't have a good stretch in the beginning of the second half. It was a tough stretch, but we never panicked, and we were still in the game. Not make too big of a deal about the road being a factor, and this team's done a good job of addressing that and handling it.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Aggies and Ole Miss tomorrow night in Oxford, 7:30 broadcast on this radio station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
823. Of course, we always tell you that there's a great opportunity for you to stop into David Gardner's and find just the right piece of jewelry for that right person for that right time. But a special deal is coming up. It's the Fire and Ice event that David Gardner's has every year. It's going to be March 1st and 2nd. Now, this is a grand opportunity, guys, for you to go through the design studio and the shop. I mean, you can find out about what it's like to actually build a piece of jewelry. They let us do this about a year ago, and it was really fascinating to go back into the foundry, watch them melt the metal, throw it into the ring size, the design, then fill the mold and make the metal part of it, finish off the metal part of the piece of jewelry. And then, of course, you see the jeweler's bench, so you can see some of that work going on there. But this is really going to be a peek behind the curtain and see the way jewelry is actually manufactured, really made right there at David Gardner's on 911 University Drive. So obviously between now and then, if you need to go in, go see them. But this is an opportunity on March 1st and 2nd for you to actually see the way that jewelry is made. At David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Music sales pick up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We bought more music last year than in 2011. New industry figures show the increase for 2012 was tiny, just a fraction of a percentage point, but it was important in a symbolic sense because it broke a 12-year losing streak for the music business. J.P. Morgan will cut the number of workers in its consumer banking division. The company says 4,000 jobs will be eliminated through attrition. Stock market futures are modestly higher ahead of the Tuesday session. The blue chips could get some help from Home Depot today. The company posted stronger than expected quarterly results. Macy's also reported a bigger fourth quarter profit than top Wall Street forecasts. Radio Shack posted a loss for the latest quarter. Big retailers saw a small uptick in business last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were up 0.1%. And investors are anxious to hear Ben Bernanke's thoughts on the economy. The Fed chairman testifies before a Senate panel today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Supposed to be a commercial that goes right there. That's fascinating. Okay, well, no commercial this morning. The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
A26 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Mostly sunny, high today about 62 degrees, and still windy, 10 to 20, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight down to 38 with north winds at 5 to 10. Balance the week, temperatures will probably be in the lower 60s to upper 50s, and the low temperature each night will be probably in the mid to upper 30s. Right now, the wind chill factor is 36. Winds out of the northwest at 15. 43 is the air temperature. And then for tomorrow night, it looks like it's going to be down to 37. It sounds like great crawfish weather. And Kevin's
nice.
Here with a special guest.
Very nice.
Yeah, thanks.
We're in with Mary Beckman, one of the owners of Shipwreck Grill. How are you this morning?
I am fabulous.
You guys are doing something really cool tomorrow to support the firefighters.
We are. We're so excited. Everybody just felt so horrible, and there's so much sadness, and they wanted to do something to help, but nobody kind of could figure out what to do, so we decided to do it in our shipwreck fashion and do a crawfish boil. So tomorrow, starting at 5 p.m., we're going to have live music by Jared Allen Stewart, Jack Houston, and my two kiddos are actually going to get up there and play with them.
No
so
kidding.
As a mom, that's kind of fun
that's
for me.
That's cool.
And then we'll be doing crawfish by the pound. It'll be $10 for a pound of crawfish. It's a donation, and 100% of that will go back to the firefighters.
Well, I know you can go in the restaurant and get the crawfish, but you guys are also doing kind of a drive-through, yes?
We're doing a giant parking lot party, basically. We'll have over 250 seats, family-style tables outside, so you can get to know your neighbors, kind of communicate. Everybody have a blast out there, and we'll be serving the crawfish and some beer and some water and everything out in the parking lot. And then there'll also be 5 sponsor tables. And we can get the links. Those are on eBay. They start at $1,000 a piece. If you're a company out there and want to send your employees, crawfish is included in that. So are a few adult beers and water, of course. And those will be bidded to the highest bidder starting at $1,000. So, and all the proceeds, of course, still go back to the fire department.
And once again, this starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock?
5 p.m. And it'll go till about 10:30 or 11 tomorrow night.
Okay.
So
on Villa Maria, just past Cabot?
Yes, and right next to Shipley's Donuts, we're in the big red boat.
Thank you, man, very much. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
Imagine ultra-thin, flexible electronic sensors that attach to the forehead and monitor brain signals, transmitting the data wirelessly. They're no longer the stuff of science fiction, according to University of California San Diego engineer and neuroscientist Todd Coleman, who says they could eventually replace the large and clunky EEG machines typically used to track brain activity.
These are very thin sensors off the thickness of human hair that can bend and stretch naturally with the skin, and it's so small and so thin that it can be embedded inside of a temporary tattoo.
He and his colleagues are already using the devices to monitor the brain rhythms of babies who have suffered a brain injury during birth. Other applications include measuring cognitive decline in patients with Alzheimer's disease or other mental illnesses. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The lights are out at the intersection of Holloman and Welburn. Police ask you to avoid the area until about noon, at which time it should be fixed. An accident there last night knocked out the traffic lights. There's also been a reported accident at Texas Avenue and Southwest Parkway, so please do drive carefully. Brazos County District Court has two murder trials in different stages. Jury selection was completed yesterday in the trial of the second of three Bryan men accused in a shooting death over a dispute about selling marijuana. This week's trial involves 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez, while the third defendant, 20-year-old Travis Carroll, is scheduled to go to trial in July. 23-year-old Clayton Thompson, who fired the gun through an apartment door that killed Billy Menard Jr. in October of 2011, is serving a 45-year prison term following a plea agreement last November. And a capital murder trial is now in its third week of the punishment phase and fourth week overall. The jury that convicted Stanley Robertson in the kidnapping and stabbing of his ex-girlfriend's mother resumes deliberations this morning. Yesterday, Robertson's lawyers made their last pitch for life in prison without parole while prosecutors sought the death penalty. Attorneys argued for almost 3 hours about the validity of medical specialists and intelligence tests. Defense lawyers focused on the life experiences that seemed pitted against Robertson, saying that Robertson not only was mentally deficient, but that he did not need the death penalty because he would not be a threat to others in the future. They asked the jurors to vote the truth, vote your conscience, vote your view, vote your values. On the other hand, state lawyers gave a long list of Robertson's crimes that included arson, rape, and robbery. They focused on the cruelty and premeditation involved in the murder of Annie Tolliver, who was kidnapped from the Walmart parking lot and stabbed 38 times. Among other things, they showed a picture of him smiling from the store surveillance camera recorded just before the murder. In response to arguments that Robertson would not be a future threat, the state reminded listeners that a man's character is determined by who he is when nobody's looking. The attorney said, "Go to the Walmart parking lot and ask who the defendant is when nobody's looking." For the first time, local fire departments are studying how to prepare for firefighting in greenbelts and other undeveloped areas. William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Department says they're receiving assistance from the A&M Forest Service.
The more we try to be green conscious and we try to keep this park space and green space and keep our trees and so on, the more we have spaces that could be the ignition source and could be the pass-through source for a fire that goes from one place to another and could definitely, you know, move a fire from one area or one couple of structures on down the way a little bit to some other structures.
Bell says the Forest Service will develop suggestions for the fire department to share with the public about fire prevention and education, along with looking at fire training and mitigation strategies. The debate of protecting history versus property owner rights returns to the Bryan City Council today.
The proposed Westside Historical District covers 140 homes, most of them built between the 1890s and 1930s, and located in an area generally bordered by 30th, Reed, William Joe Bryan, and Parker. Supporters want to preserve the historical integrity of each property and the district as a whole. Opponents are against, among other things, being required to get prior approval from the Landmarks Commission to paint the exterior of their homes a different color, replace doors and windows with something different, or add fences, porches, or enclosures. Within 14 pages of petition signatures are enough property owners to require six council members or a supermajority to approve the district. While the council considers first-round approval Tuesday evening, there's a staff update during a workshop that begins at 4. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
State legislation that would cut school funding to districts that offer benefits to same-sex domestic partners is supported by Representative John Rennie of Bryan. That's a benefit in only one district, the Austin suburb of Pflugerville, whose representative is Mark Strama.
They're targeting a district that cares more about kids and student achievement across the socioeconomic spectrum, any district I've seen, and that is achieving for them.
The bill's author, Drew Springer of Munster, says he's disturbed that Pflugerville has sued the state for more money while at the same time bankrolling a lifestyle most Texans do not agree with. Rainey is among 25 co-authors of Springer's bill. And the 45-cent increase in fuel prices over the last month is due to a number of reasons. Congressman Bill Flores, who is also an executive in the energy industry, starts with market and government forces.
Some of it's a result of accidents. We've got a refinery in California that's offline because of a fire. There are some refineries in the Northeast that are not fully back up following the Sandy storm. You've got some factories that are having to change from a winter blend to a summer blend, which whenever you go through that transition, you lose production out of these refineries. A lot of it could be fixed, though, if you get the EPA slow down on this continuing changing of the rules, if you will, from where they were a few years ago.
Flores thinks pump prices will peak at about $4 a gallon. And last year, WTAW sister station Candy 95 received the National Association of Broadcasters recognition for outstanding community service year-round. This year, Bryan Broadcasting's Claire Day says WTAW is again a finalist for the Crystal Award.
Throughout 2012, WTAW assisted in fundraising and support for more than 150 local charities and made financial donations for airtime for public service announcements about community organizations and events.
It's the fourth straight year WTAW is among the 50 finalists chosen by a panel of community service organizations, public relations firms, and broadcasters. The winners will be announced in early April. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 45 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
What do you call a night that has both Matthew Perry and Betty White?
It really is the most attractive night on TV.
All right, then. The most attractive night on TV starts with an all-new hour of Off Their Rockers.
With me, Betty White.
Then it's Go On with Matthew Perry.
I'm awesome.
And The New Normal.
Stop talking. I can feel my ears go gay.
Then on Smash, every truth will be revealed.
I cannot believe that you would do this.
It's an all-new Tuesday.
It all begins at 7, followed by KAG's HD News at 10. When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KAG Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KAG mobile 10-day forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KAG Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KAG Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KAG HD News.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:38. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure heads our way, and that results in sunshine not only today but over the next several days. Large area of high pressure will build in and have tends to cool our weather off. We'll have sun for today. We're going to have highs of 65 degrees. Tonight we're clear 40, mostly sunny, and 60 to 65 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear lows 35 to 40. It'll be sunny on Thursday, and temperatures will be anywhere from 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, a great full moon. We didn't get to see it two nights ago, but this morning we were able to, and that's the snow moon, I think. That's what we call the moon in February.
Yes.
So with the full moon rising, that can mean only one thing. It's time for Matthew McConaughey to get a trim. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
The superstitious actor tells Elle magazine that he started losing his hair back in 1999, so he began using a product to regrow the hair. The medical miracle worked like a charm, but he also believes that cutting your hair during a full moon leads to beautiful, thick hair. So there you go.
Where was he 10 years ago?
Well, but, you know, it could be that you put, like, raccoon fat on your head, and that'll start it, and then you go get your hair cut when the...
Raccoon fat?
First thing.
That's the most random thing.
First thing that popped into my head, I'm just saying, could be. A group representing pediatricians says disciplining students with out-of-school suspension or expulsion is counterproductive to school goals and should only be used on a case-by-case basis. The policy statement from the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that pediatricians familiarize themselves with the policies of the local school districts and advocate for prevention and alternative strategies. Well, you know, I don't know where they're based, D.C. or New York or Chicago or someplace, but, you know, I'm going to tell you that there are school administrators who believe very strongly in out-of-school suspension and expulsion.
Yeah.
And they don't believe that it's counterproductive to the school's goals because, after all, some kids really are there for an education, while some kids are there to threaten teachers and other students and use the full extent of the vocabulary that they've learned. That is not the purpose of school. So I appreciate the fact that the Pediatrics Association wants to get out there and get involved, but once you go talk to the administrators first and find out why this guy or that girl continues to get kicked out of school, okay? Because, you know, some kids are there to learn.
Honest, Judge, he needed a beating.
Just saying. Yeah, that's right. Today's younger generation takes a lot of heat for being lazy. Oh, you didn't know that that's happening? Sorry. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. You need to give them credit for one thing, it says here. Learning from the mistakes of their parents. Is that right? A Pew study found that U.S. Americans under 35 had more control over their debt levels than those over 35.
Huh.
Only 39% of young people with credit cards actually use the card to carry a balance. I say bull product. A quarter of those, and it says a quarter of them have no debt at all. That's because their parents are paying it down to a zero balance for them. Of course, it's hard to get a credit card in the first place if you don't have a job. That could be the biggest challenge. Okay, that's one story. I swear to you I have another story here someplace that is saying the exact opposite, that basically the millennial people are just, you know, they're scared of everything.
Yep.
I'll see if I can find that. That way Kat can be with us to defend them.
No, I'm still here. I've just been on hold for 5 minutes. One second.
Oh, what are you doing? What are you on hold about? Is it the IRS or what? Who are you on hold with?
I think she's talking to them now.
Oh, okay. See how that works out. Okay. If you hadn't had enough with the whole yogurt craze, here comes something else. It's called Brogurt.
Brogurt?
Brogurt. Who are you on hold with?
Oh, with the police.
Okay. Brogurt is a special Greek yogurt made for dudes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, officially
what,
called...
What, so normal yogurt's not good enough?
I guess not. It's called Powerful Yogurt. The brand promises a new Greek yogurt specially suited to address the unique health and nutrition needs the most neglected consumers in the category, men. Their tagline, find your inner abs. Oh, cripe.
Great. Next, they're going to be marketing quiche to men.
No.
Deliver me.
I call it like testosterone quiche.
Yeah, I like that. Who are these guys that eat the Brogurt? They are gods based on the pictures of featured on the product's website and Facebook page. Not only with this Brogurt can you build muscle and burn fat, but also deliver protein, digestion, helping bacteria and calcium. You get that with any yogurt.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, the Brogurt seems to have basically the same traits, thank you, as the normal girly yogurt, except this one gives you a chance
unisex
to...
yogurt.
Yeah, well, there we are. Yeah, so there you go. I just, and of course, what does it cost? Now, I do have to say, because I do, I eat yogurt just about every day, but this Greek yogurt is better. It's just different.
It is yummy.
I just like that better. And just, you know.
I'm telling you, up next is going to be quiche tosterone.
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, it's not bad. I like the name of it and everything. We may have to go on a marketing deal with that. Take that over to A&M and
we'll
let them go to work on that.
We'll put lots of bacon in it.
There you go. Well, good news, bald eagles aren't so endangered anymore. Bad news, they're becoming roadkill. Reports are now there are so many bald eagles in Maine that they are colliding with cars when they swoop down to catch prey.
Really?
Yep, problem is so out of control, officials have been forced to put up bald eagle warning signs along roadsides.
How do they know where the bald eagle...
Yeah, I know.
That old deer
well,
bit again.
No, what? Yeah, yeah. Are they reading
it? Tell the eagles not to cross here.
Why won't the bald eagles read the signs?
I'm Bobby Reynoso, Executive Director to the Coalition for Life. Please join me in supporting Benefit 2013 with keynote speaker Michelle Malkin on Thursday, February 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo.
Hi, my name is Michelle Malkin, and I'm excited to be visiting Aggieland Thursday, February 28th to help support the Coalition for Life in their work to end abortion on East 29th Street. Make sure to mark your calendars and plan on joining us. For more details, visit www.coalitionforlife.com.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 14 till. Those poor millennials. It's not easy being told that you're perfect and can do anything, only to grow up and find yourself just a normal person living an average life. So I want to make sure Kat was here for this.
Oh, you're so nice to me.
Thank you. A study by the American Psychological Association finds the millennial generation, that would be ages 18 to 33, are more stressed than any other age group. You feeling it? Are you feeling stressed?
You have no sympathy for me. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm asking.
Yeah, you ask, but you don't care how I feel.
Well, no, I just want to know if you fall within this category.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, more than half of them reported their sleep disrupted by overwhelming worries in the past month. Well, but you just moved into a house. You might, you know, have some anxieties. The anxieties that millennials feel coming out of college isn't all that different from past generations except for one thing. They have more debt. See, this runs completely counter to the story I did 5 minutes ago about how responsible these people are.
Is it possible they're for two different countries?
No, they were both U.S. American. But again, they have more debt. And I believe this part to be true. Many of these young people have come out of college or graduate school with horrendous student debt in the job market where there are not very many jobs, said a psychological group executive director. This has put their life plans probably on hiatus. And, you know, in defense of millennials, that's exactly right. I didn't have student debt when I got out of school. I didn't have to worry about that. Of course, school's gotten a heck of a lot more expensive than when I was there, and you burned a lump of coal for light and heat. But nonetheless, I mean, my tuition was like $116. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, and I was taking, 13, 14 hours. Anyhow, so it is different from that standpoint. Now, there are jobs out there, and maybe you don't want to take it because it doesn't pay what you think it should be because you've got this degree from, Wauswatuka State or whatever, but get a job.
Okoboji?
Yeah, them too. One Ohio State economics professor, found that millennials are paying that debt back at a much slower rate. Duh. Than previous generations. You know what they're doing? They're waiting on the government to bail them out, too.
I don't know about that.
I do. I really do. Because, after all, student loans has been taken over by the government. It's out of the bank's business now.
I think it's more likely that they're distracted by our totally obsessive materialistic culture and buying things they don't need instead of necessarily thinking through to the future of, huh, the government will bail me out.
So, well, I think it's a mixture of both. What you're saying is right. That's true. Somebody's got a new whatever. I need to have the same one or maybe one that's even nicer.
Now, if you don't watch TV, you don't have to watch all the commercials and trash trying to brainwash you.
Well, but if you go out and do things, you see people wearing stuff or doing stuff. So, I mean, TV is just one of the delivery mediums. Social media does the same thing. You're not going to shut yourself off from the world completely.
TV killed the radio star, man.
That's what MTV told us. Anyway, so, but the whole idea, I think, is part of it is just their lack of responsibility about any debt which they have. And, yes, I do believe that the government will at one point decide, okay, well, we'll just write that off because, after all, we're the government and nobody's hurt. You see, if the bank still had that debt, if they still had that student debt, then it would hurt their bottom line. But what the hell? We're the government. We can eat all the debt we need to. And, after all, the taxpayers will pay for it. So, if you're Frank and Loretta and you've got your daughter or child, your little pumpkin, your little daffodil.
A dumpling.
Yeah, that whatever you want to call them. And they've got $84,000 in student debt that they're not able to pay back. And the government says, hey, I tell you what, we'll just pay all the student debt off. You'll pay it, you know, in higher taxes. Well, you know, Frank and Loretta don't mind because their little pumpkin won't have to pay back the $84,000. The government's going to take care of it. Now, I really truly believe that's where we'll go with this. And all the government debt will just, all the student debt will just go away. I don't know how they'll work it as far as the schools are concerned. And I don't know if A&M is doing this, but there are some schools who are starting to sue students for payment of their debt. Their student loans are not being paid, they're not productive, and they're suing them, taking them to court. So I kind of like that. But anyway, the millennials paying their debt back at a much slower rate than the previous generations, and based on what young people are telling us, she says, if we project that out to the end of their life using the usual life expectancy tables, get this, we will see that they die with credit card debt.
Wow.
Die with credit card debt. She says they'll be taking their debt to the grave. That is not a good thing. And for them to come up with it, for them, society, to come up with any level of comfort zone in that is really bothersome. Oh, it's okay. He's got some debt, but not as much as the guy next door or not as much as the person down the street. And man, do you know those people down there? Look at how much their child has run up in debt. So the first story we had about them being more responsible credit-worthy, credit-wise, I don't believe is correct. I think this one is much closer to what we're talking about. Another study underscores the importance of getting enough sleep. Writings in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science suggest even a week of poor sleep can modify the activity of hundreds of genes in your body. And that can make you more prone to getting fat and, of course, the health problems that go along with that. The National Institute of Health says anything less than 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. When was the last time I got 9 hours of sleep? Wow.
That's exactly what I was sitting
well,
thinking.
Well, for the three of us, it's weird because, you know, we got to get up at different times and we can't be going to bed at 5 in the afternoon. Right, Kat?
I go to bed. Well, no.
Yeah, you at least wait until it gets dark, don't you? Yeah, 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night opens a person up to heart disease if you sleep less than that, and kidney disease, and high blood pressure, and diabetes, and again,
fat.
Makes you
fat.
Yes, it does. You could be
fat
if you're not getting enough sleep. So
we're all gonna grow old and die.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham,
and I'm Allison Windham,
and we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Again, it's not going to be as windy as it was yesterday, but actually the temperatures are a little bit colder, so it's not nice. And as you'd said, they apparently talked to some farmer in Oklahoma.
We can't get out there to get on the plow because it's got snow all over it.
Bad world out there for them. And fortunately, we just have to put up with a little bit of wind. And they had whiteout conditions up in way north Texas. So not good stuff for them. So were early Christians martyred en masse? In other words, you know, a whole bunch of them. That notion is a key to Christian history. But in a new book, The Myth of Persecution, the author and a scholar of early Christianity named Candida Moss dismantles the whole idea that Christians spent centuries hiding from the godless Romans who wanted them thrown to the lions. The book's strong point is inconsistencies that she's found in early accounts of the whole martyrdom thing in Christianity and surviving Roman records. For example, Moss describes one undeniable anti-Christian campaign that was between the years 303 and 306, but explains that Christians were kicked out of public offices, meaning that at least they were respectable enough to hold public offices in the first place. She concedes that some Christians were executed, but says it was normal in society embracing capital punishment for even minor offenses to result in a capital punishment. She argues that the martyr myth lies behind modern conservative rhetoric about the war on Christianity. You cannot collaborate with someone who is persecuting you, she writes. You have to defend yourself. In case you're wondering, she teaches New Testament and Christian Origins at the Department of Theology, Notre Dame, the book's subtitle, How Early Christians Invented a Story of Martyrdom. I'm betting her class is not real popular there at Notre Dame. I would think that probably doesn't doesn't sit too well with some of the folks right there. Hey, here's a shock when it comes to drinking. Too many Americans overindulging. A new study finds that on any given day in U.S. America, 18% of men and 11% of women drink more alcohol than is recommended by federal guidelines. Many of them watch NASCAR. No, I just said that. A study published... well, they might. I'm not sure. A study published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics says most adults drink at all on any given day, but about 8% of men and women in the U.S. could be classified as heavy drinkers. So now, just on a random subject, I'm turned over to some radio station in Houston yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was time for their MMA report, okay? And so there's a big MMA tournament or something going on in Las Vegas, and they're talking to two women. Women do MMA?
Oh, yeah. That was the top fight on the fight card.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost like midget wrestling. I mean, you know, you got to look through your fingers.
I prefer the term little people.
Okay.
It literally, I understand, because when I first saw women, because I like MMA.
Yeah, I know.
When I first saw
it. And he likes women.
Yeah.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, there you go.
So I watched the first one, and after you get past the discomfort of, you know, a lady being knocked around.
And how long did that take?
About a round when you realize it's two women and they're beating on each other and they both want to be there.
Yeah, it's not the same as like a guy hitting a woman.
And because women are so nimble, now, you know, most of the martial artists are, and lightning fast. Yeah. It's very, at least in my opinion, it's very entertaining to watch.
Wow. Okay. I mean, that's fine. I found it interesting. I guess, again, I have a preconceived notion, right? It's supposed to be guys. So,
but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, here you go, boy. Here's a special list you want to be on. Actors who have won both Oscars and Razzies. Kevin Costner, Dances with Wolves. Remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was, of course, that was as a director, not an actor. As an actor, oh, he's outdone himself. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, where he kind of had an accent in some scenes and kind of didn't. it was too much trouble to have the accent.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
Well, right, exactly.
I hate it.
And again, he got paid millions of dollars. It's not like this is community theater, you know? And Prince of Thieves, he got a Razzie for that, Wyatt Earp, and The Postman. Liza Minnelli got an Oscar for Cabaret and got a Razzie for Rent-A-Cop and Arthur II. Robert Benigni? Something. Yeah, Roberto Giannini, whatever.
Roberto Brown?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. I should know it, and I don't.
Brownini?
Yeah, Life is Beautiful. He won the Oscar for Best Actor, but then he also won the Worst Actor 3 years later in Pinocchio. Holly Berry, Master's Ball, she won, and also Catwoman, she won Worst the same year. Now that's outstanding.
Wow.
That is really outstanding.
She overdid herself.
2002, Worst Actress and Best Actress. She accepted the Razzie in person because she said her mother always taught her that if you can't be a good loser, you can't be a good winner. Good on her for that. And Sandra Bullock with Blindside, Best Actress in 2010, and also All About Steve, Worst Actress in 2010. Upon hearing that she was nominated for Worst Actress for All About Steve, she promised to accept in person if she were unlucky enough to win. She won and, of course, actually left a charity event where she was to go and pick up the award.
Good for her.
And provided a DVD for everybody in the audience. Less than 24 hours later, she accepted the best Oscar for Blindside. So, yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Absolutely.
Get out there and have a good time. Let's see, on this date in history, New York City opened its first...